Okay, Kuf Tzad Ches, we're up to Sif Zayin. What we have had so far is a pretty Mesudr Simin that Sif Beis through Vav went through the Chatzitzis in the hair. Sif Aleph introduced the concepts of Rive and Makbid. Sif Beis through Vav went through topics related to Chatzitzis in the hair, and as I stressed to you last week, the Mechaber flowed very easily. And the two Ramahs were the Chidushim. The first Ramah about Rabbi Yosef Shorashi, the Gzera of Refuya, Atuena Refuya, and the second Ramah, the Din of Kliye Sarais, Dinam of Sakana. Zayin Ches and Tes start to talk about Chatzitzis. And specifically, what's similar about not only Zayin Ches and Tes, but we'll have Yud Beis and Gimel Yadalid, is that we're going to touch on the issue of chatzitzais that are wet, whether they have a din of a chatzitza. I'll be masber a little more. First, let's learn these halachis, and then we'll see how to apply them. So we begin with chatzitzas of the guf, Zayin. Lifluf shechutz la'ayin. We're talking about some type of dirt, which is natural. I don't know exactly. The hygienic practices today are superior to what they were before there was running water. And today, the only lifluf shabayin I know is that when you wake up in the morning, you get a little crust in the corner of your eye. I don't know where that comes from. Maybe the shade deposits in the middle of the night or something. Really, if you stay up all night, you don't get it, right? It's only if you fall asleep. So at any rate, that's the only thing I'm familiar with. Now we're going to talk about this dirt in the eye and outside of the eye. So I'm just not sure, that corner of the eye, that's called in the eye or out of the eye? Huh? Out of the eye, in the eye. Well, why does it mean in the eye? It's not mistaken that people had this piece of dirt in the eye, and when they looked at people, they saw dirt, they left it there.
Under the lid.
Under the lid. No, but in the eye itself. So we're going to use this language, the eye itself, a chutz la'ayin. And we're going to have to figure out shortly, so you're saying the corner of the eye is chutz la'ayin, which you find there in the corner, probably. So let's see what the Mechaber says. Lifluf pirish tzayis ha'ayin, shechutz la'ayin chaitzitz. If it's outside of the eye, everybody would wash it off. That's a chatzitza no matter what. Afilu hulach. Whether it's wet or dry, no difference. Lifluf shabayin, dirt which is in the eye, einay chaitzeitz. If it's lach, it's not chaitzeitz. Vimu yavesh chaitzeitz, but if it's dry, then it is a chatzitza. Vuhu shehischil lahirik. It started to turn green. So I don't know many people who go with it till it's ready to start to turn green. But anyway, so what does it say here in the Mechaber? The Mechaber says that it's chaitzeitz if you have one reyesa. If it's dry, it's a chatzitza no matter what. If it's outside the eye, everyone's makbid. It's a chatzitza no matter what. So you have either reyesa, either dirt outside the eye, or even in the eye if it's dry, it's a chatzitza. It's only not a chaitzeitz if it has both milas. It's in the eye and lach. Right, if you go to the mikveh, it washes away, then there's nothing to talk about. Right. So this is the halacha, this is the way we paskin. The sugis ha-gemara, it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. We're paskin like the Rambam, kederach ha-mechaber. The Rosh holds that you need tati l'reyes, it's only chaitzitz if it's yavesh outside the eye. But anyway, we paskin like the Rambam, and it's a chatzitza apparently either way. This is the halacha, the simple enough halacha of the sif. Shach Yud Gimel is an interesting shach. He says, "V'dasarai v'derajah v'rambam v'rabbeinu tam v'smag v'shar kama ga'inim." This is some list, right? The Ravid, the Rajma, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, the Smag, v'shar kama ga'inim. They hold chatzitza zu, chay chatzitza de sif ches v'tes. So he's about to say applies to these three sifim. Eini elo l'tarois. The Gemara only says it as a chumrah in the time that Taurus was nayig, avolay levayla. But it's not talking about Hilchos Nida, where we're talking bizman hazeh. of a loyla bailum, vim base yosef, vitamishly, is kedaitam kan. This is the Shach's kasha. The Shach asks, based on the Sugya Sagamara, that if Zayin Ches and Tes don't belong, that they're only talking Letarais. At the end of the Shach's maskana is that in a case where a woman already went to the mikveh, and it's hard for her to go a second time that evening, she could rely on this kula. You can skip down to the last three lines. You want to let me just finish? He says, the end of the shot, the last two lines. Before it says, etc. So we're having here a rule for Sivzai Ches Tes. We're going to pass him like the Mechaber. But we have, for the first time, this idea that if she was already Tevel, and it's difficult for her to go again, obviously she can go again tomorrow. It means it was difficult for her to go again that evening. She came home and the mikveh is closed. So in that case, she can rely on the tefillah that she already did. Again, it's not Shriach, but this is the Psar. If it's the Sichanatai Reis, it's a Miachain, it's a Miachain. But in other words, this Hashara, when women are Machbid, which is questionable, is only for Taz. So this is the Torah brings. No, Beis Yosef writes that there are two Shittas. The question is why he doesn't bring both Shittas in the Shulchan Aruch. That's his Kasha. If you have such a big list, why doesn't he bring it? It means they were machmir for Taras. Obviously, it's a chumrah. Ikar adin is what to rely on, but Lataris, they were machmir. No, but we find in Shas there were chumras that were made Lataris. So when Tum and Tara was Nayig, that don't necessarily apply to Yeridah. She's telling me to start with, and make her adin the tefillah is a good tefillah. So women are not machmir, but they were machmir lataris kilu she is machmir. Not sure what you mean. He's saying to Rishayim, said it's a chumrah of taris. It's not ikar adin. It means they were machmir when tum and tara was noyig. They were chumras that they were noyig, and they were machmir as chumrah, but they were not machmir at labayla. So, in the time that people ate truma and chulam b'tara, then this was a chumrah. It was not mikra. Okay, now here, this din is basically a simple din of little shabayin, and the women wash it out, and it doesn't come up much. Rabbi Kiva Eger here brings an important geder. The shaila Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with is, well, the eye is easy. Everything is exposed. You talk about the nose and the ear, how far in is a chatzitza something that matters? When a woman cleans out her ears or she cleans out her nostrils, how far does it matter? So I have here a Yesaidis Nikar Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is Negeya later in the Simen as well. Lifluf, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Lifluf Yavesh, if you have dry dirt, Shebesech HaChaitim, in the nostril, Loi Ninna Torah L'Malachi Hashares, says the Torah wasn't given to Malachim. Umashahu b'chalal aguf afilu roi libi esmaim loy boy. He says the Torah wasn't given to Malachim. He means our wives. He means that, not Torah wasn't given to them. He means that they're not expected to be Malachim, that they can get every piece of dirt up all the way up the nostril. Umashahu b'chalal aguf afilu roi libi esmaim loy bi'inan. And somebody that's in the body cavity, chetzisa doesn't matter. It doesn't even roi libi esmaim. Ella, so what part of the nostril or the ear matters? The makim shedarko liyis mizgale lipa'omim. Tremendous kula. There's a part, if you have dirt in the nose, that sometimes can be seen, depends how you angle your head, but if someone else could see it, could go into a cha'ayin, which is similar to the eye, ubeis astarivikamatim, or folds of the body. Folds of the body, depends how you stand. Sometimes it's exposed. Then it's makbid. So he gives a geder, an interesting geder. Makayim shenizgale lepa'amim. It's not very far up a nostril. What's this galapam is near the front of the nose. Higher up, it's not nizgal, it's certainly the ear.
So the eye is not under the eye.
He says you have to be very careful at the edge of the nose, even on the inside. No dirt. Further up the nostril, pshita she'ena ma'akiv. It's simple. It's obvious that it shouldn't matter. And that's only if it protrudes a little. Nachum Azariah is a kadmai. So he's saying, 1 minute. What he's saying is that up the nostril doesn't matter, deep in the ear doesn't matter. What about the mouth? Well, part of the mouth can be seen. Between the teeth can be seen. So we're going to have later a place where a person puts his fingers routinely, it doesn't mean just to clean it out, is also, we're going to have a Lashon Bokim Shashamish Dosh. A place that a person reaches, such a place is a Beis Hastarim, and a Beis Hastarim, a Chetzitz is Ma'akiv. But further up the nostril, it's not Ma'akiv. So this is his rule. It means the eye itself doesn't mean under the eyelid. Okay, if it's not totally constantly under the eyelid, it wouldn't be. So this is his gather.
We'll
discuss that. We'll discuss that 1 second. It's a good point. Why don't we get to it? Right. Yeah, what he means is this. The Sfas HaChaitim, you have to be makbid. Chlal HaGuf, you don't have to be makbid. If you have something, dirt, that's stuck higher up, but it protrudes, so it's not stuck to the Sfas HaChaitim, it's higher up, and it's sticking out. So on that he said that it's good to be makbid. Nochin, I'm sorry. Hamachmir loy takbid ela b'tzayas HaChaitim v'tzayim el yaitis k'sas. Says the chumrah is technically, even if it sticks out, if it's only touching inside, it shouldn't matter. So that he said hamachmir, that doesn't need to be machmir. But beyond that, there's no kaita.
Is it
needed
to blow a nose before?
What?
Is it needed
to
blow a nose before?
Is there an inyan she has to blow a nose? If there's dirt, she has to. If there's no dirt, why should she have to blow a nose? The things that are higher up in the nostrils, she doesn't have to clean out.
No, I'm saying
that's like
a
thing else. She has to check that there's no chetzitza. Now this shayla
is not necessarily left higher up in the nose. It's just that it's higher up in the nose.
Higher up in the nose is no matter what. It's nothing else. Now this shayla,
If
it's green, if it's dry to be green.
It's still moist,
and it's by the edge. For what we learned today, that's going to be the lemaisa. Anything around the edge of the nose, she has to clean, and anything further up that's not seen, even if she tilts her head back, that you don't have to clean. That's not chaytzitz. Now, the shayla here is a lamdisha shayla. It's negeya to a woman with a false eye, a woman who lost her eyeball, le'aleinu, and she has a false eye. The question is, if it's a chetzitza, what's the shayla? It's only chaitzitz, the back of the socket, of the eyeball socket. That's the only thing it's chaitzitz. That's a part of the body, that's a beis hastarim. So the shayla is, if this rule Rabbi Kivager is giving us is objective, or it depends on the person. This is a shayla, the Tribuna Rav has a sefer koichav miyakai, and there he has a tshuva, a sadistic tshuva, we're going to get Ramesh has a tshuva about it as well, about the eyeball, and what's the geya here, he declares this nidain, this shayla, if it depends on this woman, there are times that the eyeball socket is visible, because if she takes out the false eye, then it's visible. And there are times, but for most women, it's a beis hastarim. So the question is how to work it, how it should work. For most women, it's balua. It's less than beis hastara. It's true. For most women, it's even better. It certainly doesn't need, which is really what I mean, because the chaitim higher up, he's considering balua. It doesn't even need roi labias mayim. Right? I mentioned you last week. There's a beis hastarim, the males. Water doesn't have to get there, but it has to be roi labias mayim. It can't have a chatzitza. And then there's balua, which is in the guf. Rabbi Kivager is saying that higher up the nostril or deeper in the air is a balua. Is a balua. It doesn't even need roi labias mayim. It doesn't matter. If we know there's dirt there, it doesn't matter. It's not like the mouth. The question is, if that's objective, we have a klal. The socket of the eyeball is the chatzitzas. Or should we say it depends on each person? And the Tribunal Rav clears this shayla here. He's not pushing his shayla. It's Hashem, we'll get to it yet when we talk about the eye. We'll get to Ramesh's Truva on the topic. So this is Sif Zayin. The Sif again is relatively basic, and the Rabbi Kivager is the Chiddush that we take with us. Let's go to Sif Ches. That's right.
Don't
talk about Taurus, right? The question: how to learn the Gemara? The Rambam learns the Gemara like the Mechaber, but only the Taurus is not learned. Yes, for sure. The women are more machmir than whatever we learn. Most women are much more machmir. So lechatchila, it's good to be machmir, to be careful. But you have to know. But the evidence, if it's lachar ma'isa, so you have to know the halacha. If she had a cold and runny nose, she has to wipe the area and then be tabled right away. She has to clear it and you have to clear it and go to a mikvah. She has to, she told when she's standing there, she'll wipe with a tissue and be tabled. Okay. We're going to talk in a moment still about the wetness. I'm waiting until after Sif Tes. I do want to discuss what level of wetness matters, but let's leave it now. Sif Ches. Choyl. Now, choyl in Hebrew means, modern Hebrew, means blue. Right? There's no blue in Chazal. In real Lashon Kodesh, most colors don't have blue. I want one day to talk about this in a different venue, but the word yarik, which is very confusing because it seems to mean green, yarokis are green, but it's used for many different colors. It seems Chazal had expressions, yoruk hakarti, yoruk this, yoruk that. Yoruk seems to be more of a catch-all type of expression for colors. But it's not for now. For now, chayil in here doesn't mean blue. Chayil. Yeah, does it say blue? Doesn't say? Doesn't say a color? Doesn't say a name for it. Okay, now the... The Mechaber here is talking about Kechel. Kechel in the Gemara is some type of a makeup / medication that was used for the eye. We find it as medication, we find it as makeup. The question now is it a chatzitza? If a woman was tevel and she still had this in her eye. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kechel sheba'ayin ein echaitzitz. The makeup that's in the eye, today we don't have makeup in the eye. No woman puts makeup in her eye. But now the makeup doesn't belong on the outside the eye. So woman is makpedes. So it's chaitzitz. Now I'm not sure exactly what this means. If she blinks her eyes all the time, that seems to be that it's causes the makeup to come out. And then she's not makpedes, then the evidence that a chaitzitz. I want to mention with contact lenses, one second. So we're saying here, again, that the chayil, if it's in the ayin, it's not chaitzitz. Why isn't it chaitzitz in the ayin? What are we supposed to learn from here? Now here, we could understand ways that have a connection to halacha l'maisa. In other words, are we going to learn from here that if a woman has makeup in a place where she wants it, if she has makeup and she's happy with the makeup, there's not a chatzitza. L'chayre, that's what we should say. Let's see Shach Yudalit. Let's see how he says it. Chayil loshem bahag da pehe resham et beis v'chitav lo leisishuf mishcha v'leisikcha leinah. When a woman goes to the mikvah, she shouldn't smear her body with oils
and she shouldn't put makeup in her eyes. Dar Mishmuel kecheles imle refua harizachaitzis. Medication that's there for something that's there for medication purposes. That is a chatzitza we learned last week. Anything there for medication purposes, she really doesn't want. She's stuck with. It's a chaitzis. V'mishmiel shetira eineha pyres eina chaitzetzis. If she wants her eyes to look, what does pyres mean? Wants it to look parua, uncovered. She wants to look wide open. I guess that makes women look nice. Ein chaitzis. Now it's the end of the shot. The rest of the shot was something else. So how about lipstick? So we're learning here. What we just learned is that if a woman has makeup in her eye in a way that she's happy with it, it's not a chatzitza. She's not makpedes to get rid of it. She's perfectly happy to have it there. So this will be a chiddush to most ladies that makeup is not a chatzitza. What? Oh, braids is sakana. It's a bigger kpeda that'll be there. But well, they have to water get. All right, whatever the right. Later in Sif Yud Zayin, we're going to have it more beferish. In Sif Yud Zayin, we're going to have tsevash or tsevas anoshim al pneyim, yedayim, v'seyar, v'seyar roishon, ein achaitz. It's going to be a mechaber in Sif Yud Zayin. That the face powder that the women put on to color their skin is not a chatzitza. And does anybody argue there? I don't see anybody there who argues.
It
doesn't get messed up. Okay, so but that's what it says here, that it's the makeup itself is not a chatzitza. So the question is, why today are we so makbid on removing makeup before going to the mikveh? It seems that it's not a chatzitza. So the answer is, Ramosha writes that if the makeup, what do we learn? What's the gedor of makpedes? Makpedes is if she sometimes makbid. Let's say a ring on her finger. She wears it all the time, except when she needs dough. That's called makpedes. If there's a routine occasion when she removes it, that's called makpedes. So Ramosha says the following. He says that if a woman has makeup, if it's fresh makeup, she will go to a wedding with the makeup that way. So it's really not a chatzitza, because she's happy with it. However, there's a period of time where the makeup becomes worn out. It starts to fade. There's a time she could put on her nails and it could start to peel. So she might not be makbid right now, but if she go to a wedding, she would put on fresh makeup. She would do it differently. So the problem with makeup is not inherent. Inherently, makeup, she's not makpedes. She's happy to have it there. The problem is that occasionally, when it starts to fade, it becomes a level of makeup that's a chatzitza. It becomes something which is chatzitzas. And for that reason, we're makbid on all the makeup, to take up the makeup no matter what, because we don't want to have issues with it. But technically speaking, to the evet, If a woman, in theory, it's not going to happen, but if a woman, right before she goes to the mikveh, she puts on beautiful nail polish, which, I don't know, women think nail polish looks nice. Any men think it looks nice to put polish on your fingernails, on your toenails? I don't know, the women think it looks nice, but I don't understand it. But, what? I have number six, okay. I don't know, the ladies think it looks nice. And then I'm a pedest. They want to have it. Do they want to have nail makeup all the time?
They pay to have it put on.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, let's talk about blush, something they wear all the time, or lipstick. And I once heard, I was listening to Rabbi Miller, you know, he had questions after the shiur. Someone asked Rabbi Miller, should women put on makeup? So Rabbi Miller says, of course she should put on makeup. Every evening, right before her husband comes home, she should go over to the mirror and put on makeup. She goes out, she doesn't need makeup. And that was just, right, but the ladies don't paskin that way. The fact is that I'm makpedes on basic makeup. And therefore, me'ikur hadin, it's not a chatzitza, but when no, you get a chatzitza. Now also, there are women who with the face powder they put on, women who have skin issues, it's really not good for the skin. But they do it. But really, they be makpedes when they're home alone or they go to sleep at night, they're makpedes to wash it off. That becomes a chatzitza issue. Because makpedes lipa'amim is a chatzitza. So what I'm telling you basically is the makeup issue, you have to understand it. In theory, makeup is not makpedes. What's the problem? It's a miraguf. She's not makpedes. Why should it be an issue? The answer is, in theory, it's not an issue. However, there are many situations where it is an issue, and for that reason, we have this this halacha lemaisa that we take it off. But when you take the Shulchan Aruch, Sifches, if you're Zayin, you appear to appears to say differently.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Around their neck in order to like have everything bulge out. It was beautiful. This could have been the standard in the
60s. The eyeball should bulge. I think it's to make it look big. A big eye somehow is.
But they used to wear like chokers around their neck.
What's that have to do? When they choke their necks, the eyes bulged. Oh,
if you press hard enough.
Okay. I never tried on my wife, so I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Sift test. Siftes, dam yavesh ala makah chaitzitz. Now here, before we get, we're going to get down to the issue of scabs and other such things. But before that, I just want to talk about yavesh and we have here, Sibzayin Ches doesn't say befer, Sibzayin and Tes, a difference between yavesh and lach. Oh, about contact lenses. Okay, I digress. Contact lenses, what's the din? It happens to be that just this last week, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, I had a call from the mikveh, a woman, Tevel, she forgot to take out her contact lenses. Question is, if contact lenses are a chatzitza or not. What's a shiloh? Any lens. What's a shiloh? Shiloh is the following. The base has, the chatzitza matters in the exposed parts of the body and in the base hastarim. In the parts of the body that are sometimes open, sometimes closed, such as the mouth, the underarms, places where sometimes open, sometimes closed. So you don't need, a woman's table doesn't have to lift her arms so that the mikveh water should get all the way in. She holds it the way the minhag is to hold it. And that's it. You don't open your mouth when you're table. You don't need water. But you need roi la bias mayim. Beis hastarim has to be roi for bias mayim. Doesn't need bias mayim. We're going to learn two or three coolers that are in beis hastarim that are not, there are bigger coolers in Beis Hastarim than anyway. Ramosha has a tshuva, one of his early tshuvas, in which he establishes, based on a brisa, based on Makaris Kadmainim, that in a Beis Hastarim, only something that's dovuk is chaitzitz. Something stuck between the teeth is chaitzitz in the Beis Hastarim. It's dovuk, it's wedged in. Then it's a chatzitza in a Beis Hastarim. Stitches which are tight in the mouth are a chatzitza. However, if a woman toiveled and she had a coin in her mouth, she didn't trust to leave her money with her clothing. So she took her gold coin, she put it in her mouth, and she toiveled that way. So there's a marker, I believe in a brisa, could be a mishnah even, that it's not a chatzitza. So Ramesh says that in the Beis Hastarim, a dover munach is not a chatzitza, and a dover that's dovuk is a chatzitza. That's where Moshe's geder. It's not said flippantly, like, hey, just say this and that. He bases it carefully on Makairis and with an arichus to show that there is such a geder. And Moshe writes about contact lenses that for that reason, contact lenses are not a chatzitza. Moshe writes, Afal Pikein, Kivan Shechidushu, a woman should take out her contact lenses before she's tayvel. But the Eved, she could be mekel. In the case where a person called, so basically I told them that if it's stressful for her, that she was dressed already, and it's stressful for her to go again because it's late, so she could be simach on that the tefillah is good. It's a shayla v'drabanan, and Rapam used to say by drabanans, especially he said kedayu ramoishu lismach alav by their ices. So why are people giving a hard time by drabanans? So here you could be meikel. It's not difficult. It's ramoishu rights to be. To be makbid, as long as it's a lechatchila situation, to be makbid. So this is an important klal, which again will come up again, is that in a beis hastarim, you have to know the basics. There's a difference between the guf and a beis hastarim. Okay, that we mentioned last week. The exposed part of the body, chatzitza matters. Beis hastarim, chatzitza matters, but only needs roi l'bias mayim. And up the nose, which Rabbi Kiva Eger mentioned, is a mokim balua, is considered the body cavity, and there a chatzitza is not ma'ak.
Temporary filling is munach or davuk?
Temporary filling is davuk. And the reason that it doesn't matter is, we said last week, if it's comfortable, a person would leave it there, as far as comfort, he would leave it there open-endedly.
In such a situation, it's even if you plan to remove it, even if you do plan to remove it, but since as comfort it's comfortable, that was the Hagdara that it's. Okay, now I want to get back to. Yeah.
Why not consider filling as in a valua?
Because it's not. It doesn't cover normally. We get to Sifir Aleph, we'll discuss it because it has to do with Sifir Aleph. Okay, the temporary filling is negat to a number of places in the simen. When our stitches can't go to the mikveh, the stitches are a problem.
Again, dissolving, we said the dissolving.
No difference. If it's exposed, it's a chatzitza. Now, what is the difference if something is wet or something is dry? Why is it that lach, in the number of situations, is not chatzitz? So we're going to have this again in Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dal. We're going to have repeatedly that a dover lach is not a chatzitza. In a number of situations. Why? The Ramah in Sifu Dalid says, because women are not makpidais on a dover lach. For example, if a woman sweats, the sweat on the guf, the boy's sweat, we're not talking about running a marathon, we're talking about sweat, normal sweat. So a person's not mak, but a person lives with it. If it dries and becomes dover yavesh, everyone removes it. But lach, a person is not really makped. And that's clear from the Ramah. The Ramah in Sifu Dalid is going to say, imi makpedes afilu dover lach chaitzitz. The Ramah says that when a woman is makpedes, there's no difference in lach and yavesh. Whenever we're going to say wet is more kal, like something in the eye, that's because of the usual, the assumed situation that a woman is not makped. So here there's a Mishnah Brura, which I don't understand. I understand the words. I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. He talks about ink on a person's hand. So he says, dry ink is chaitzetz, lach ain't a chaitzetz. If you wash it, you have ink on your hand. So dry ink is chaitzetz, you're makbid. You have to wash it off before you wash. But if it's dry, if it's wet, then it's not chaitzetz. Why not? I would assume, because stam adam is not makpedes. It's not makped. Mishnah Berurah says, lach ein echaitzetz. He says, halach ein echaitzetz, mitam shenimcha b'mayim, umei anetila magiyin legufay. That's what he says. Because wet, water penetrates a wet deposit on the body, and if you're toivel and you have something wet on your body, you can assume the water got under it and reached the skin. Now, according to that explanation, even if she's makbid, it's good. She doesn't want it there, but if the water gets to the skin, then it's good. So that seems to be a contradiction to the Ramah and Sifu Dalid, who says, "Mi makpedes afilu davalach chaitzetz." So that's the difficulty that I have with the Mishnah Berurah, unless the Mishnah Berurah holds that Tilas Yadayim is more kal than what it says here in Hilchos Mikvais. Also, I'm not sure I understand the Metzias. What's the Metzias? He asked before about wetness on the nostril. Like the Mishnah Berurah, if it's just wet, it shouldn't be a problem. So Mishnah Berurah says when it's wet, the mikvah water gets there. But what does it mean the mikvah water gets there exactly? I don't understand it. Try an experiment. Put some wet phlegm on your hand. Wash. If it falls off, obviously the water got there. If it's still there, what does it mean the water got under it? If the water gets under it, doesn't it wash it away? Excuse me? But we're assuming that a person washes the Tilas Yadayim and it's still there. It's what? But Roy is not good enough outside the body. Roy Labias Mayim is good enough for the mouth. It's not good enough for the hands. What? Hashaka? What type of hashaka? That the phlegm itself should have a din of mei mikvah? It doesn't work for diyah, it only works for water. Hashaka only works for water. So that could be. That could be. It's not going to help for this, though. It's not going to help for the diyah. So this is an issue. We're going to learn, I'm going to say out of my mouth, we're going to learn not like the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know, maybe the Mishnah Berurah only meant it for netilas yadayim and not for mikvahs. Although if it's a mitzias, it should be a universal mitzias. So I'm telling you straight out that I don't know what to do with this Mishnah Berurah, how to compare it. Today they have new Mishnah Berurahs, all kinds of Hagayis. Maybe if someone has, somebody has a Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, maybe it says something on this. This is Kuf Samech Aleph Yudalit. Be happy to see. But as of the moment, we're going to learn Lach. When we Chazal say Lach is not Chaitz, it's because women are not so Makbid. So that itself also, if a woman has some moisture on the inside of her nose that she's not Makbid, she walk around with all the time, so that's not a, that's certainly not a chatzitza. All right, let's learn now about blood. Blood also could be wet or dry. So that's siftes. Siftes. Dam yaveh shalamaka chaitzitz. Dried blood a woman has to remove. It's a chatzitza even b'diavad. She comes home from the mikveh and finds dry blood on a maka. It's a chatzitza. V'rir shebesaycha einai chaitzitz. However, the rear, I assume, is some type of pus, is if it's in the wound, it's not a chatzitza. Yotza harir mitaycha, if the pus came out of the wound, kol toich gimul yamim, if it's within 72 hours, lachu ve'ina chaitzitz. Right, the Pesachei Tshuva brings that gimul yamim, you don't say mitzvayam kakula. We're talking about here the nature of it drying. So it must be 72 hours, lachu ve'ina chaitzitz. Lachu ve'kan yaveh shuva chaitzitz. If it's been there more than 72 hours, it's chaitzitz. Now, the rules of hygiene in the world have changed. I don't think anybody has wet blood on their skin for more than 72 hours. But the halacha is a halacha. That dried blood is a chatzitz. It could happen. A person has a bandage and they're told not to let water there and they bathe with covering it. And there's blood which accumulates there and it dries. Blood can't stay moist for 72 hours. The blood I've seen, I agree, it doesn't stay moist for 72 hours. In the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur, they have to stir it because it's gonna coagulate. So I don't know what to tell you. This is going to pus. Maybe pus stays longer. Okay. It's not blood, it's pus. I'm sorry. Anyway, lachu ve'enuchait. It's lachu mekan yavishu v'chait. It's lafikach. Isha bailas chatotim. A woman who has pimples, tzricha lachu v'mayim achi yisrachachu. She has to wash them in water until they become soft. Now here, we have a major issue. What do the words mean, achi yisrachachu? What are these last words? You have a woman, she's got a lot of pimples. And there tends to be pus that accumulates around them. So, well, it's what it seems to say is on the outside. Let's see. So it says such a woman with stoma, with butler diet, women are makpid. Right? It doesn't matter if she's makpid, if the felt is makpid. So she needs to soak it in water till it gets soft. Now, I can understand this two ways. The way I would understand, it means that it gets soft, and then either it falls off, or you remove it. That's the way I would understand what it says here in the Mechaber, that it means you have to remove it. There are those who understand Achi Yisrachech, that it means becoming moist itself is itself a heter. The Sidrei Tara learns Pshat in the Mechaber. Mechaber doesn't say remove it. Sidrei Tara in Chav Gimel learns that this means she has pimples, she lets it get soft. And with that, it's already good. She could tivel. Once it gets soft, that itself is a head. So I don't understand it. What's the difference if the pimple is this? If it falls off, it falls off. It doesn't fall off, it doesn't fall off. What?
It's not a chatzitza.
It's not a chatzitza. Okay, let's see. This gets very interesting. Let's finish. Let's go up in order and then ask. Let's see Taz Yud Dalet. It becomes very interesting. Taz Yudalid, before Beis Yaisib Shema, Mardachai Varosh, the Rivda du Kisilta. Rivda du Kisilta is a scab from bloodletting. Dainu Dakon Shal Makizei Dam Lahalais Glid. When you let blood, you get a wound, it forms a scab. Havadina Kiglid Shalamaka, Achashloi Shayamin. It has a din like a scab, which apparently forms from the excretion from the pus of the rear of the maka. So we're talking about scabs. So we're not talking only about water. We're talking about a scab that forms on a wound. The gerev, is that how it's pronounced?
Gorov, Lefnei, Legabe Tefila, Tzricha Lahasir. A scab has to be removed before your tivel. Afa Pisha Kayev Laharbe. Even if it's painful to remove it, you have to remove it. V'ishtai Shel Maharak, Hoysa Tzricha Lamoid Lefonov Aruma, Shahayaraya Shalayaya Gorov Aleha. He forced his wife to go through a check to check that she has no scabs. Shaloi haya maimin la. He didn't trust her. Shahai, let me finish. Shahai sa masira. He didn't trust her that she's going to remove the scabs. Shahai sa nara, because she was young. Vaya kayev la, and it was very painful. Bechein osa asar mikutzi le ishtai. And the sar mikutzi, one of Aitaisus, also was naig this way. Sar mikutzi, Rebbe Shimshon, was naig this way by his wife. I'm not suggesting this. I'm reading and trying to understand what's going on here. He checked that there shouldn't be a chatzitza. Now, we have to understand exactly what's going on. But before that, an aside. A woman, when she's a nida, is not allowed to stand lifnei baila aruma.
Yeah. Right,
she's not allowed to stand lifnei baila aruma. So, in the Yehuda has a tshuva. He says, what's going on here? How could he check her before she goes to the mikveh? It's also to look at b'kaimis b'chus and shebegufa. So Piskei, let's learn the idea of this terrace before yours. Piskei Tshuva Ches. Piskei Tshuva Ches says, Ayin Tasif Kot Yudalit Shevi Maisa Di Ishtoi Shel Marak V'Sirch Lama Lefon of Aruma V'Avta Osel Estaka B'Mekai Yuzam Achus Shishava Ayit Zosir Kla Osem Mekov Tzad The Kaisu Zayin Kvar Tirit Zazeb Tshuva Tzad Yudalit Tin Yonah Chelik Yeredei Osem Mekov Chavei Zayin Shaba Agah. Now, he doesn't bring the Nadi Yudah's Teretz. I don't know why. I'll tell it to you in a minute. He says that Yudah answers it. He doesn't say the answer. Then he says, V'ayin Shom B'Hagom Ben HaMechaber is a note from the son of the Nadi Yudah. Shekaz Adach HaMayri L'Acher Tvila V'chein Ula Shishloi Hoya Agar of Aleha V'chashir Shom Nafu B'Mayi Kim Yishadah V'kol Kach Shekaz Bala Asira. This Nadi Yudah's son says, I don't understand the Kasha. He checked her after she was Tevel. After she was Tevelas. So now we checked her, and there was no chatzitza. It wasn't chayshish that it fell off between there and now. And then it's mutal estakelba. So therefore, it was mutal. That's the son of the Nadav Yehuda's parents. Nadav Yehuda himself says a different teretz. And that teretz is a tremendous nafkamina lahalach. It's actually brought in the Piskei Tshuva, I believe, in Kut Tzadik Hei. He says that why is it osir to look at a makim arim in a woman? The harchakis are for reasons of the leisikruv legale serva. The Torah says you're not allowed to do something that's karav legale serva. So he brings nabiuda tinyano chelakuf chav beis. It's the same tshuva, I believe. So he has there a shaila about a man and a woman who are in a place where there are no there's no mikvah ladies and nobody to check. And the woman has long hair, and she tells she needs someone to look to make sure that the hair goes under the water. So the Nadi Yehuda was matir in mutalabai lamidalak shitevelis lirois shukutechamayim. So there, this, he brings in Kuf Tzadikei this idea that if it's right before lo shavik hetera shiteka peregas amuteres baliyosam and amayim. He says that the Isurim don't, the Isur, let's tackle ba'at, like Sikru Lagali Serva, it shouldn't come to a Maisa Isur, is only generally, if she's about to be Teveles, that the Isur doesn't apply, because, like Shabbat Ketera of Avid Isura, so that's a tremendous Chiddush in the Nai Yehuda. So he brings that the Disraya, that the Sarmakutsi and the Marak, they looked at their wives. They looked right before Tefillah. Right before Tefillah is such a head. So we have two terutzim on this issue of how he was allowed to be mistakelpa.
But thinking of the skin,
so you clean that off. You take a piece of cotton and you clean it off. If it's lach Now here we have an issue that, what are we talking? We're talking about scabs. I'm trying to establish the din of how much women have to remove scabs before their chaitzitz. Now here the question is, what kind of makpedes is this?
A woman has a scab on a wound, and it hurts her to remove it. So why are you calling that a chatzitza? Why is that called makpedes? Why is that called she's makbid? So what might you answer?
If
it would be a place that people would see it, sometimes she'd be makpedes. Okay, that could be.
Or
once it heals, like a band-aid, she wants the band-aid. You can understand it that way. There's a Magen Avraham in Simukuf Samach Aleph Sivkot and Tes. Yeah, if removing a scab will cause a scar, then you're right.
Then
she'll be more makbid. So then it's a problem. Then it should not be a chatzitza, because then she wants the scab. So they deal with the scab as a band-aid. So that's one possible yishuv. They look at the scab like a band-aid. She wants it there, but only temporarily. She doesn't want a scab. It's just the better of the two choices. However, the Magen Avraham in Simin Kuf Samech Aleph Sivkot and Tes says that, and the Sidrei Torah here brings it, in Hilchos Tehillim Sidayim, that if it causes pain to remove it, it's not a chatzitza. A scab which causes pain to remove it is really not chaitzitz. Because really the woman dafka wants it there. What's going to be with the Sar Makutzi? What happened with the Sar Makutzi? So the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva, he says it's a tshuva, and he says that the reason that we are makbid to remove scabs, the women are makbid to remove scabs, is because it's hard to judge at what point the scab, it's mitzar to remove it, and at what point not. It's shaloi l'chalek. He says, the Sar Makutzi said, his wife is a mefunekes, and she married the Sar Makutzi, she married him, she wasn't a rishanta, and she prepared for the mikvah, she did what was right, but she went to kala class, and he said, if it's mitzar you, it's not a chatzitza, if it's not mitzar, it is a chatzitza. Her threshold of tzar, her threshold of pain, the Sar Makutzi held that she hoisanara, she was young, you know, you get all the, you know, the women on some action. She was younger, and her threshold was not, he was chayshish, that which she caused being mitzar, is not what the average woman would call being mitzar. And that's why he didn't rely on her. But the geder in halacha is, if it's mitzar, it's mutter. Ramesha, it's a hard thing to gather, and that's why we remove the scabs totally. Ramesha writes that if you have a scab, and part of the scab on the outside, the edges, the periphery of the scab, it's not mitzar to remove. The part that's right over the wound is mitzar. So Ramesha says you have to remove the outside, the crusty part you have to remove. And who's going to start with the scab, you know, doing scalpel surgery and removing part of it? You have to remove it. So we already moved the whole thing. The bottom line is that the scab, again, it's sort of like the makeup in a way, that in theory, the scab is something you want there. And it's really should not be a dover the shemak peasant's part of it. It comes from the goof. However, we are not able to remove it because it's hard to have a gather of when it matters and when it doesn't matter. Now, it's also true what Levy mentioned, that if a woman's going to have a scab, even if it hurts her, she'll have it exposed on her face or in her hand, or maybe she's afraid for a scar, but otherwise she'd want to remove it for cosmetic reasons. She goes to a wedding, she goes to certain occasions. But at any rate, this is the basic rule of a scab, that we're makbid to remove it because it's hard to have a gather. Now, there's a true in the Michas Yitzchak, the Chelek Hei. He talks about scabs you're not allowed to remove medically, and maybe the doctors will help me. He says a scab that grows, it sounds like from Zrikoi Sha'oisin Deged HaPokin. I think that's chicken pox. They give shots for chicken pox, and they grow scabs, and those scabs you're not allowed to remove. You know anything about it? No. Psoriasis is something else. You see, he's talking about Zrika, he's talking about injections from which scabs form, and they eventually, the question is, when she's going to the mikveh, it's still there, what the din is. So what he writes, because you get scars, that's the reason. So he writes something you're not allowed to remove. He goes back to what I mentioned at the outset, that the language of the Mechaber seems to say richuch is enough. It's enough l'rachech. The Mechaber doesn't say richuch and remove it.
Now we're noyig to do richuch and remove scabs. But in a case where the scab can't be removed, so Mechas Yitzchak says, the Lashon HaMechaber, Lachav V'mayim which is rachachu. He says, go soak it in water until it gets soft. And he says, make sure, rub the water into it, make sure it's soft. And a soft scab is not a chatzitza. Why a soft scab is not a mechitza, I'm at a loss to explain. The Sidri Torah struggles with it. But that's the understanding of the Mechaber. So he says, the lechatchila, we remove scabs. But b'shas hadchak, we at least could rely on this din. So this is the Zayin Ches and Tes, the dinim of these things that are on the body for moist and dry things that are on the body. Sif
so
Yud.
That is about psoriasis.
Yeah, about psoriasis.
The psoriasis is scaly and she doesn't want it, but it's there.
Yeah, the question is peeling skin. It's going to be a machaber later. Certain people have conditions where the skin peels. Peeling skin is problematic. It's a chaitzitz. Problem is that when you clean it, it tends to peel even more. And there's the issue. So, well, we're going to learn about it later. The place can say to clean it as best you can, and then go to the mikveh. And we'll have to see exactly how that works. So we'll get to it. We'll get to it. I can't hear you. Or sunburn. Sunburn causes it. Yeah, nachinamis. So let's wait. We'll get to the dinim of peeling skin. Dead skin that's not peeling is not a chatzitza. Only if it starts to peel. All right, sif yud. Ritia shalamaka chaytzetzes. We discussed this last week. Band-aid is chaytzitz. Even if you want a band-aid, even a cast, something you want that it be there. But as we mentioned last week, you want it there because of the wound. And you really wish it would fall off. A person talks that way. Not a fall off. A person talks that way that it's a pain to have it, but I'm stuck with it. Stitches. No one stitches. You're stuck with the stitches. So there, retia shalamaka chitzetzis, a bandage on a maka is a chatzitza. And that applies to stitches, that applies to scabs. It's halacha psuka. I don't think there's a lot to argue. Amira gof is a drabon. Sif yud aleph. Here we get to a more, maybe you call it a more lumdisha type of a situation. Here you have a chaitz a kaitz hatochel b'basa. You're talking about a splinter, a thorn, anything, an arrow that stuck into a bullet that penetrated the skin. Now, as you know, if you take a needle and stick it into your skin, you're not covering any skin. The needle goes between the skin. It opens up a pathway and it goes. So if you have something in the skin, l'chayra, when you're tayvel, all the skin is getting water. All the skin is getting water. Let's say someone sticks a needle in and it's sticking out. He's an acupuncture fellow and he sticks a needle in his arm and it's still sticking out and he goes to the mikveh. Didn't every part of his skin, wasn't every part of his skin tayvel? So where is now, it's already a physics shaila. Where is part of it covered or part of it not covered? It's only touching it from the sides. So the rush is of the opinion that any time you do this, it's efshir that part of the skin isn't pushed in. That the way he pictures it, when you stick a needle or a splinter, the skin at the very edge is pushed in. And therefore it's a problem. Let's say I would know for sure the skin at the edge is not pushed in, then it wouldn't be a problem. This is the Rosh's opinion, which is the opinion we're going to follow. It's Machlekes Rishayna. The Shulchan Aruch brings only one opinion. That what we're chayshish for when you have a needle or a thorn stuck in is only because it's efshir, there shouldn't be a little bit at the edge that's not pressed in when you're pushing in. The nature of your push in, it pushes something in with it. If you take a cloth over the top of a bottle, just flat over the top of a bottle, take a cork and stick it in. So part of the cloth will go in with the cork. All right, it's not a cork, it's much more pointy, but still, part of the skin goes in. Therefore, what? Let's learn the Mechaber and see therefore what. Chaitz, a kaitz, hatochel v'basar. If you have a thorn or an arrow or a splinter in the skin,
Im nira mibachotz chaitzitz. If it protrudes, it's a chatzitza. Im einoi nira einoi chaitzitz. If it doesn't protrude, it's not chaitzitz. Now, what does that mean, im einoi nira? This is where there's a tremendous tumult. And the tumult, when you go to the Makairis, is very complicated, because there's a Mishnah and a Braisa, and two Gersois in the Braisa. And that's what the Arichos here is in the Taz. But bottom line, what does it mean, im einoi nira einoi chaitzitz? You could have three situations. Well, when the needle is sticking out, nira b'chutz, it's chaitzitz. That's not our question. You could have three shailas. You could have one shaila where something is under the guf, and the skin grew over it already. It grew over the whatever it is underneath. In that case, both the Shach and Taz say, you can see in the bottom line of the Taz, im olol of krum shel basar, it's not chaitzitz. Taz tezvav. Once the basa grows over it, it's not chaitzitz. There's some people who have to go for dialysis. Who have to go for dialysis, and they have a rubber, is it called a port, whatever it is, put into a vein, but the skin grows over it. And it's just made that when they stick in the needle, they put it into that. So that's not a chatzitza. Once the skin grows over it, it's a makom balua, it's in the guf. That is no question. So that's off the table. If the splinter is so far into the skin that it's deep, and the skin itself, there's a tiny amount of skin above it, that's certainly also okay. Because what are we chayshish for, like the Rosh? Then when you stick it in, at the edge, some of the skin goes in. So someone would have a splinter. So you have a splinter, you try to pull it out, and it cracks. So you're left with a little splinter deep down inside. So even though it's open, the wound is open, it's not a chatzitza. Why? Because the skin gets water. That hole is a makom balua. It's in the guf. It's not a problem. Machlokes Rishonim is only when it's flat, even with the skin, when it's totally even with the skin. Is that a chatzitza? That's the shaila that's an issue. The Shach Tezayin says the following. Im einai nira. See, he's down at this shaila. If it's even with the guf, is a chaitzitz. Now, listen to the words carefully. But beis yosef nistapek bepirish einai nira. What does it mean? V'nira l'chumra. The Shach says we're going to pass on l'chumra. Dahainu. Kol shehu shava l'basa kari nira. Anything that's even with the skin is called nira mebechutz, and it's aser. Kshu mishuka hava einai nira. And when it's deep down, that's einai nira, which is einai chaitzitz. Umashu koshu mishuka she'einai shava labasar. Anything that's deeper down, it's not level with the skin. Avo pisha nira keitz munach babasar apnimi shetachabai. Even though you look at it from the outside, you can see there's something in there. Einai nira mikri. Even though you can tell it's there, that's called einai nira. Since it's not nira even to the skin. So the Shach paskins what he calls nira l'chumra, that, and that's the way I'm presenting it to you, that the shaila is even with the skin, and on that, the Shach paskins like this Rosh, that it's efshur, that some of it didn't stick in, and therefore it's chaitzitz. What? A false eye is not a chatzitza to the eye. The question is, if the socket, if there's a psul chatzitz in the socket, because by this woman, it's an exposed part of the body. So, no. We're going to have to, next week, we're going to come back to this. We're going to discuss, what does it mean in a part of the body that's inside? We're saying here, the water doesn't have to reach it, even though right now it's exposed. Right now, the splinter is there and it's exposed. It doesn't matter. It's not normal for it to be exposed. So we have to discuss what's considered normal to be exposed, what's not normal to be exposed. So our time is up. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll return to it next time.